It's Friday, the 20th of November, and another stinker of a morning. Well, at least the rain's off just now, but oh boy. Yes, it's getting a bit tiring now, a bit wearisome. These strong winds and rain. And just now all we've got is the strong winds. Grey skies, though, looking south, edge of the clouds, which is the north facing edge of the clouds, which is just above me, is glowing dusky pink. So the sun, so there must be clear sky then, somewhere, for the sun to light them up. Certainly not where the sun actually is, way low in the southern sky, because that's just a massive dark grey. Aye, we're needing a wee break. Actually, yesterday wasn't too bad. It turned out to be not. Oh, geese. Can't see them. That's just totally amazing. Try to capture a geese, not me. But just totally amazing, because as I looked up to try and see them, I could now instantly see, and that's within what, a minute, clear blue sky straight above me, and tiny wee thin clouds that are dusky pink, and the grey clouds are blowing away east at a rate of knots, but I still see heavy cloud to the west. But it's just amazing that just all happened with some blue sky and dusky pink clouds above my head. That's brightened the morning up a wee bit. The simple things in life. I know, sorry about that. But it's true. You can have all your fancy stuff, your fancy Nancy's and your super duper things in life. The simple things. Like nature. Even the wind I complain about, I don't complain about the wind, I just complain about the consistency or the overabundance of it at times. But it's the simple things. Watching a blackbird scurry across the backyard here. Watching the sea roll in. Watching children play. Sitting by a log fire. Sitting quietly with a hot cup of tea. Sitting on a hilltop, surveying the world. Simple things. I think we're often dragged down a wormhole of life when, you're just caught up in all the modern material, secular I should have said materialistic circular culture, modern culture of life. We have a friend, he's actually a friend of my wife's from school days, stays in the town. Every morning he lives on his own now. Every morning he heads up the basket holes and early in the morning. I often catch him coming back down into the town about 8 a.m. And ask him why he goes up so early in the morning. And he goes up no matter what the weather is. He walks all the time. It's a good walk, it's a good hike. It's not a mile or it's quite a good hike. And ask him why he goes up so early in the morning. And he said that he wants to be up there, up in the hills, when no one else is there, when all there is silence and no cars. And he's got his favourite spot where he sits for a wee while and has the world to himself, as he says. Just for that wee bit. If you wait to 8 or 9, there's traffic going up and noises from afar. He just wants that wee bit of the day to be his and no one else's. Great idea. Great idea, but hardly so, nevertheless. Life is a buzz, isn't it? Everywhere. Yeah. Unless you live in a lighthouse. We can't even do that anymore. Standing here this morning. What have I got? Well, I've got a hot cup of tea. And I'm looking at trees, wind, sky, light, nature. And I get great enjoyment out of this 10, 15 minutes each morning. Imagine if I could dedicate a couple of hours, or an hour even, at 5 o'clock in the morning, somewhere peace and quiet. That would be something. I think it would. I know what this short break does for me. I can only imagine what Johnny gets from heading up the hills in the morning. Walking up there himself. Having it all to himself for a wee bit. And then he'll walk back down that brae as the town comes to life. He's probably got a big smirk on his face. Saying, look at all yous getting up and being busy and bustling. Racing to get things done. Life's become a race, actually. A race to do as much as we can and gather as much around us. Instead of just sitting back and saying, hey, take it easy, man, take it easy.